Over the last couple of weeks, we've been without Jermaine and Marnik, who are making real good progress. I think Jermaine had sort of a slight setback probably about 10 days ago now, which is not a major setback, but he's making real good progress. Both will probably still be unavailable for the weekend, but they're getting very close. McGeady obviously pulled out of the Ireland squad again with a hamstring injury, and he'll be out for the weekend. But again, it's not a real serious one, so hopefully we'll have them back very soon.
And you've got Greg Cunningham unavailable because of suspension. What about the players that went away on international duty, the likes of Bailey Wright and Alan Brown? Have they returned in full health?
Yeah, Brownie came back, was back in training on Monday. Bailey's somewhere. I think he should be landing into London this afternoon sometime. And he meets us down in the hotel. So, yeah, and we had a few knocks as well from the Aston Villa game, which has allowed us to get one or two players rested up and get their niggle sorted, because I think if the game had been a game last weekend, we could have been without one or two as well. The break's come at a good time, gives a chance to recharge the batteries, as I said, get a few niggles cleared up, and hopefully we'll get as many people available for the weekend and this run of fixtures that's going to be coming up in October.
So is that your view, that the international break has actually come at a good time, bearing in mind the injuries, because in terms of form, you were building up some good momentum there?
Yeah, it can be a bit of both, to be fair. I think if we'd had the run of form early part of the month, then we'd have certainly enjoyed it. We'd want to keep it going. But we'd had such a busy schedule, travelling, and obviously a few injuries here and there, that you've got to make sure that you do recharge your batteries. I think every club will say the same, that because you've had so many games, you can't keep doing the same things week in and week out with the intensity that you want to play at. And you do need to sort of make sure that you don't get any more unforced injuries as such. So we've had a chance to work the players. They've not had all that time off. They've had a few days here and there. But obviously it's given us time on the training ground to get a few things sorted as well. So I think all along, I think it's probably been a welcome break for us.
What has the international break looked like for you and your players? You've had a couple of bounce games here and there as well.
Yeah, they've been good, because the game against Burnley last week was a real high-intense game. I think when you looked at their team of Gray, Banford and Tavorski and Flanagan and Keitley, etc., and when we had all our players, Galli played and all the other ones who have not been playing, it was a real competitive game. And players we have to keep the fitness levels up when the people are not in the team. So, and that's proved the case that we've done that all season. That the likes of two examples, DJ and Ben Pearson, have had to play a few bounce games, and when they've come into the team, the fitness has been there. They've settled straight back into the way of things and contributed to some good performances. So all players are going to be available for selection. They'll all need to be ready for the game time, and when that chance comes along for a few of them who've not had too much opportunity, they've got to take it as with the previous players that we just mentioned.
Obviously no emergency loan window this time around. Have you been looking in the market in terms of free agents or anyone that you might be looking to bring in before January?
Still plenty of agents ringing you all the time, but no, we don't need any players in. I think we've got a good squad here. We've got some good depth as well. Said there's players that have not played a lot of football who were chomping at the bit to get into the first team. So, no, look, you're always looking around to see what's people ringing you to make sure that you're not missing out on anything. But really, we did all our business, was delighted with it, and I suppose all the phone calls will start again in the next month leading into January. But we've got enough bodies, we're really pleased with that, and hopefully with a couple more coming back very soon, then that'll increase the competition and the strength and depth.